Well, I think the ramifications are similar to the ramifications of giving any kind of experimental treatment when you haven't tested it in humans before. There are certainly the risks of unanticipated toxicities. There are also the risks of, in this particular case, and in approaching the situation the way that it has been recommended, is that you will not find out if the drug is effective or if it is ineffective.
If the patient is willing to take this type of risk, they're in a position where they're looking at what do they have to lose at this point?
I think that one has to approach desperate situations like this with a great deal of caution, care, and thoughtfulness. Desperate people are willing to take desperate measures to save their lives or the lives of their loved ones. And those who would hold out hope to those desperate people need to take great care that the hope is not portrayed in an inappropriate or unrealistic manner. It would be impossible to know if this drug is effective up front, since no experiments, as far as I understand, have been done to show that it is effective in people, or not effective for that matter.
ZMapp is the U.S.-produced untested drug that will be given to doctors in Liberia first, and then it's going to be decided who else will be receiving the drug. So how do doctors go about deciding who is going to get this untested drug?
In a realistic way, this should be done with as much consensus, transparency, and openness and honesty as possible. Ideally, the people who have control over this drug, that is assuming that you have already decided that it is okay, ethically okay, and medically okay to administer this drug. This is a classic rationing problem, and you have to decide to whom to administer it. These kinds of decisions should not be made behind closed doors, but should be expeditiously managed and discussed openly about how the rationing choice will be made. One could, for instance, make an argument that you should treat healthcare workers first because you can't take care of the sick if there are no healthcare workers to take care of them. This would also potentially encourage healthcare workers to volunteer to take care of these patients. These were some of the considerations that were discussed several years ago when preparing for an influenza pandemic, when discussing influenza vaccine, who should get the first lots of vaccine. Other considerations are, should you give this to the sickest people first, or should you give it to those who might be thought medically to have the best opportunity to survive? And perhaps they might not be the sickest people. But these are the kinds of discussions that should be held. Now, if you identify a class of people that you think should be eligible for the drug as first line, and there's still more of them than you have available for drug, there's a variety of different ways that one can decide which of those people should get it. Some people think that a lottery or a coin toss mechanism is the fairest. Other people think first in line, first come, first served, might be the fairest. The problem with first come, first served is that tends to privilege people who can get there first, and sometimes that's people who have access to information or access to transportation. The point I'm trying to make is that this needs to be considered very, very carefully and transparently so everyone knows what the rules are and can agree to them.
Also, in one of your quotes, you'd raise the concern that perhaps this untested drug, the first people to receive this were white Americans or white Europeans. So do you think this can be viewed as a preferential treatment in this particular case with Ebola?
Well, I think the question is both whether it is preferential treatment and whether it can be viewed as preferential treatment even if it isn't. Western countries, and particularly Western pharmaceutical firms, have a long history, and not a particularly reputable history, of testing drugs in African populations and then taking those results of their tests and their clinical trials and selling drugs to rich Western countries. A lot has changed in that behavior over the years, but I think people are still extremely sensitive about this. But this, again, brings up the question as who should receive the first lots of this drug? Should it be the people, many of whom are Westerners, taking care of the sick people who are affected by Ebola, or should it be the patients themselves? Once again, this has to be discussed in an open and transparent manner.